I want to do a little follow-up. Dave, you and I were having a discussion earlier. We got this story coming out that has to do with Amazon announcing this new shopping cart.
Oh, yes, yes.
If I understand correctly, it keeps a tally
right
on everything that you put into the cart. Mm-hmm. It's called Amazon Dash Cart, by the way.
Has a scale in it.
And it tallies your account, and it's got to be an Amazon account. And when you leave the store, no cashier is needed. You make your purchases, you're on your way. Well, my question is, does it mean that you're bagging as you go to? Because, you know, if you're, if you're just throwing it in the shopping cart, once you get out to the vehicle,
you better have something to put it in. Yeah. I guess.
Unless you can take the cart home with you, maybe you got a
doubt that.
You got a truck and you just push it up to the.
Be a pricey cart. I don't think they're going to want homeless people grabbing one of those and walking off down under the underpass.
Yeah, that would be an expensive cart. But I said I thought there was some of this kind of technology already going on. And Pat Johnson, I made a reference to you.
Uh-huh.
I think that you have told us. But I'm trying to remember how this works. Isn't there some kind of shopping? In fact, I think you've talked about Dr. Heather doing this, where she's shopping as she goes. I'm sure others have done it, too. I've not experienced it. But what's the story on?
Oh, right, right. Okay, we both do it now.
Really?
She got me into it.
Yes. You are hooked now.
I am, yes. I am. So, yeah, when we go into Meijer, they have this shop and scan on their app. So whatever product you get, you just scan the barcode. And then you put it in your shopping bag there in the cart, and you can continue. When you're all done, go to the checkout. There's a barcode right there on the screen. You put your phone to it. It reads everything that you have scanned, rings it up, and that's it. Well, then you can also use the credit card if you've got it on your phone. Put it next to the screen, pays for it right there. You don't even have to touch anything, and you're out of there.
Wow.
I enjoy it very much.
So it's close to what's going on here. The only difference is apparently Amazon is you don't have to stop at the cashier. It's already done
for you. It's already done.
Because it's through your Amazon account. So that's close.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Well, that's cool. I'll have to find my side. I have to see if I can figure that out.
You're going to have to get a phone.
You need to get a smartphone, Charles.
Smartphone.
Yeah, your dumb phone just won't do it. I'm sorry.
It's not the phone that's dumb. Now, what about if you're purchasing something by weight or something, you know, like fruit or something?
Okay, yeah, any kind of produce. You just go over to the
scale.
Thank you. That thing that weighs stuff. Yeah, the scale. Thanks. Take it over to the scale, and then there's a barcode that comes up. And you scan it there.
Really?
And then you put your produce into the bag. Right.
Well,
everything scans.
Okay, so.
Everything's digital.
And I know, I think I've talked to somebody else who's done the same thing, but I knew that you had mentioned it extensively, so. And.
It is pretty nice. I have to admit. The only time, though, that you still need some, you have to deal with a human is if you buy alcohol. You can scan it. But they still have to make sure that you are 21.
Yes, right. That's right.
The same thing applies to filling stations. My son was gassing up the boat one day and went up to there. He's, oh, how about that? And he pulls out his phone and paid for it through the phone.
Yeah.
Right at the pump.
That's right.
Yeah, and I've seen people doing that more and more, that everything is just kind of contained on that handheld device.
Well, we are becoming more and more of a cashless society.
Especially in what we're dealing with now. It's kind of, it was there. Maybe it's advancing a little more quickly than it may have, but we're there. Because it wasn't for a while. This is even going beyond for a while. Wasn't there some kind of little device that was supposed to attach to phones so you could actually slide a credit card?
Yeah,
and it could read the card.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of what that was, but it sounds like we're beyond that now.
That's archaic.
Yeah, that didn't last for long.
No,
but it was pretty. Well, I'm sure it probably exists in some ways, but there's different accounts are advancing beyond that.
One of the negative impacts with all of this new electronic gadgetry, though, they're having a shortage of coins because there's a lack of coins in circulation. There are some people who just soon do away with all money.
And I know some stores are saying that if you're not going to pay with exact change, you need to use a card, credit, debit, or whatever.
Well, Dave, I can tell you that Heather and I, we did our part. We sent about $50 worth of coins to our bank the other day.
You did?
Yes,
ooh,
we did. You know, yeah. We got the sleeves.
Did you roll them all up in everything?
No, we rolled them all up in the penny sleeves and the quarter sleeves, and then we took them to the bank. They were very happy,
I'm
by
sure
the way.
I'm sure they were, yes.
So we did that. A little time-consuming. I forgot how time-consuming
that
can be.
Well, the government's been minting fewer coins as well because during the coronavirus pandemic and not having workers on the job, they've been, you know, not minting as much.
Mm-hmm.
The different ways that technology continues to advance. In some cases, I know it's been advancing, but again, this story from Amazon just triggered me thinking, well, wait a second, I know this is already being done. But so that shopping experience, again, you're talking about, it's almost the same. It's just that you actually have to stop at a checkout to make a pay, quick pay through your phone.
Correct.
But this Amazon card is apparently all done, go right out the door.
Say, Charlie, you get one of these things, the smartphone thing, you can do it.
I actually have, I think, one that has advanced beyond what I used to have.
Oh, okay, good.
But it's just I haven't taken time to really delve into it.
Don't feel bad, Charlie. We still don't use ATMs. We don't.
I don't either.
Just don't trust him.
Nope.
Haven't gone that way.
I don't use an ATM either.
So, we're still back in the era of good old hard cash.
I haven't got out of the fact that we still have to direct deposit. I miss going to the bank with my check.